finding life a bit complex? Confusing? Aware that your old strategies aren't working? Why not ask Pam and Marilyn? This is the Irreverent Therapists, and we're here to add some clarity, humor, and a bit of what might be considered blasphemy to your day.
And welcome, everybody, to the Irreverent Therapists. I'm Pam Hodling, and with me, sort of, because she's actually in another state right now, is Marilyn Bradford.
I am here. I'm here on the waves of the internet.
Yay! Hi. You know, sometimes I think about it, because, of course, when I was a kid, I suppose there was internet, but it wasn't anything everybody knew about. When I went to college, there was a few people who knew how to do computers. Things have really changed.
Things have totally changed. When you were saying, when I was a kid, I think there was internet, I'm like, wow, you're quite a bit younger than I am. I was a kid. Okay, so my dad was a professor at Princeton. And one day they took us to this enormous room, which was the computer. I mean, it was gigantic. It was the size of Sears and Roebuck or something.
You probably have more computing power in your iPhone than was in that whole room.
Oh, exactly.
So, actually, today we are not talking about technology. This is
No, we're not.
What we're talking about today is planning, goals, and targets. What are you creating for the new year? Now, before you, like, shut down your computer and go running, saying, oh, no, not another New Year's, you know, target, resolution, conversation, I can assure you this will be a very different conversation than you're used to having about these topics. So,
and one of the things, Pam, you know, just starting off talking about the history of technology as we are via when I was born and you were born, is that so much of what we're talking about, and I really want people to get this, is in context. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you were, quote, looking at this in 1950, it would be very different based on what body sizes were, based on what women or men were supposed to be doing, based on technology, whatever it is. So as we go into even looking at what you would like to create for the new year, one of the things I really want to talk about is context, because I think it's huge.
Yes. Now, before we go into context, should I read our blurb?
Oh, you probably should read the blurb.
Let me read our blurb, just in case people don't know what we're talking about. Are you feeling all the shoulds and oughts around making New Year's resolutions? Is some of your hesitancy actually an awareness that resolutions never really work? And if you make them, you'll probably end up judging yourself for being a failure. What if there's a very different and much more effective way to create what you desire in 2016? So join us now for a new take on the new year. So that gives you just a little hint of we don't consider resolutions to be a very effective way to go about life. So did you want to say more about context?
Well, I think what I'd like to say is so often we assume that what we're choosing or talking about or our points of view are sort of truths or they're this is what everyone knows. But actually, almost everything is a form. I can't speak articulately, maybe. almost everything exists in a context. And one of the exercises I used to give clients was to either imagine yourself in a different time period, like imagine yourself in the medieval period or imagine yourself in Greece, in the Golden Age, or even imagine yourself, you know, 50 years ago in America, because we happen to be in America. Or sometimes I'll just say, go to a different country. But the point is to get people to really understand that we live most often we're creating our goals or targets based on the context we're in.
Yeah.
Now, does that matter? Not really, as long as you're very aware of what it is. For instance, in the late, I think it was the 60s, it may have been later, when Twiggy was around, and being anorexic was really in. Now, I understand that everybody since then still mostly wants to be thinner, but the context was really important.
Yeah.
If you'd been born in the pre-Raphaelite period, being rather voluptuous was what was in, or what was considered
right.
beautiful. Why am I bringing that up? Because so much of New Year's stuff is about what how your body looks.
Right.
But it's really important for people to see that actually a lot of what of the values they're looking for mm-hmm. have to do with context.
Yeah. Well, and even, you know, when we started and I joked about, okay, as soon as we said target some goals, you know, if you want to go running, it's like there's a whole context of New Year's resolutions. I'm finally going to get my act together this year.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it's all the, I don't know, it's like a prepaid envelope that you're going to mail. It's all laid out for you. There's no, you know, choice about, am I going to choose this? Am I going to choose that? It's just, I either pay for this envelope and it is the way it is, or I run screaming from it. And so a lot of what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, how to bring more choice and more possibility into what you'd like to create in a way that's actually fun and that isn't this, oh, now I have to figure out what I'm going to create and I got to plan it out and set my goals and all of this.
So,
Marilyn, you know,
so
I used,
Pam,
yeah.
What if we do a clearing here?
Oh, please do.
Yeah. So everywhere you're buying into contextual reality as the be-all and end-all of who and what you should be in 2016,
nice.
Would you destroy and create that times a godzillion?
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pod, poc, okay. All night shorts, boys and beyonds. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Can you remember it to do it again?
Maybe. So everything you've decided that you should be or strive for based on the contextual reality, what's important and not important in 2016, would you destroy and create that times a godzillion?
Yes. And what I want to point out to people is as she starts to ask that question, there's like this energy of bleh that comes up.
Yeah,
and let's do the clear statement. We destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And you can perceive like the clearing statement just kind of clears that crap away. So if you want to learn more about the clearing statement, you go to theclearingstatement.com.
Well, and one other thing I wanted to say about that is just as I was talking about it, it was illustrating to me, Pam, the difference between saying something like, oh, I've got to lose 30 pounds so I can be thin versus, which is, you know, still, it's not Twiggy these days, but still there's this idea that women and men should be really thin and lean versus, you know what would it take for me to really connect with my body? And for us to get together and choose to create a much more healthy and vibrant and excited body in 2016.
Well, one of those is loaded with judgment and one of those is not.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it, like, you know, if you see movies from like the 50s and the pinup girls were voluptuous.
The pinups!
Right? They were statuesque. They were voluptuous. They were not, you know, little skinny twigs.
They had boobs, bellies, and butts.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, you know what I was thinking about with goals and things? So, I used to have a network marketing business. And, you know, from my exposure to different network marketing businesses, you know, a lot of them operate the same way, which is whatever their structure is, there is a way to do this that if you do it the way we tell you to, you'll be successful. And wow. Everyone's always looking for that silver bullet that this is, okay, finally I found this coach, I found this approach, I found this thing that's going to allow me to make this work. And a big part of that was setting goals, right? Okay, so my goal for this month is, you know, X, Y, Z, and here's the steps I'm going to take to get there. And oh my God, that always used to just feel like a cement block around my neck.
Well, say more, Pam. Is it always a cement block for people, or well, are there some people who really want that?
Well, again, it's the context.
Ah.
It's the context. So, so to me, there is one way to do this. This is the right way. And if you veer from this, it's not going to work. You know, just as I'm saying that, Marilyn, do you feel heavy or light?
Oh, I'm like, can I have a nap now?
Right. And so, you know, so just in case you guys don't know, you know, when you're talking about something or when you're asking a question or whatever, so if it feels really heavy, there's a lie in there. And if it feels real light and expansive, then it's true for you. So it doesn't mean that, you know, are there people for whom that system would really work? Very possibly, but for me, that point of view that this is the way to do it was not true for me.
Well, and I would say that probably anybody who's on this call or listening to this radio show, it's probably not going to work for you either, because it tends to work for people who want someone or something else to run their life. They want an answer.
Right. And
but,
go ahead. It's actually really interesting because I got introduced to Access while I was still doing that business. And so I started doing that business from question, choice, possibility, contribution, using all these tools that we talk about every week. Oops, I forgot to notice.
Okay,
we'll continue that thought when we get back.
Yay!
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today. So you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Irreverent Therapist, where we're talking about planning goals and targets. What are you creating for the new year? And Marilyn, right as I was neglecting to notice that we were going to to break.
Going to break.
I was right in the middle of saying something, so I'll finish that, which is when I was, you know, when I, before I got introduced to Access, I was, and the tools of Access, I was doing my business probably about 15 to 18 hours a week. And within a few weeks of learning and starting to use the Access tools, I was working more like 5 hours a week and getting the same amount done.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing? You know, and people might be like, wait, how'd you do that? Well, when you get rid of all the judgments, I used to take 2 hours to, you know, gear myself up to sit down and make the phone calls I needed to make. Right. And when you can ask, well, who's this belong to in Pod Pocket, then it takes like 2 minutes to get into the space to make the phone calls.
One of the things that I think that one of the points you're making that I think is really important, Pam, is that a lot of the times we think changes take an enormous amount of effort.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, so you set a goal, which means you've already decided that you don't have it and can't be it and aren't it. And then you buy somebody else's point of view about how you have to achieve it. Let's just say that you've been a little overweight your whole life. So you set a goal of losing 25 pounds. You've already decided that you're fat or that you're overweight and that you somehow aren't already that weight that you desire to be or couldn't actually be it. It's kind of hard to talk about this part. Excuse me.
Right. But then not where you are and you really can't be there.
Right. And then you buy somebody else's. This is the latest and greatest diet and you try to do it, but because you haven't really talked to your body and it's not what your really body desires, it doesn't really work. And then you judge yourself more every day as you're not losing those pounds and then you give up and judge yourself a failure.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
I've seen an awful lot of people do that.
I've never done that myself.
I've never done it. Never, never, never.
So what we're really saying is don't be so mean to yourself. Please don't do that. And part of it is, part of the whole thing with looking at what you'd like to create is looking at, are you looking for the externals to validate you and tell you what you should be? And that's the context thing again, and how you should achieve it. Or are you actually being with yourself, with your body, if it's about your body, because it doesn't have to be, it could be about your business, and asking yourself and your business or your body or your relationship real questions.
Yeah.
You know, what could change here? What's possible here?
Well, and that's, you know, so just going back to that business I was talking about, because for me, this whole conversation about targets and goals and everything, it's easiest for me to like illustrate things based on business. So if you go with the way my organization had said to do it, there's a prescribed path of how you do this business. So what's the different possibility? Well, instead of waking up and going, I've got to contact 20 people today, which is no question, I could wake up and say, what's possible for today for me and my business? Who can I talk to? Where can I go? You know, what energy and space and consciousness can I be that would allow my business and I to create something even greater?
Cool.
So just any kind of question like that, that's an open question. It's not a, how do I make my business successful? Because that has in it, you know, already conclusion about what success is and what's, anyway, it's just kind of a question loaded with judgment. But just asking these open questions, I would ask myself a bunch of questions, go take a hike. On the hike, I'd have like all these ideas pop into my head of things that I'd like to create with my business or people to contact or whatever. And then I'd come back and do those. And,
oh, cool.
You know, so all of the doing would take much less time because I wasn't trying to figure it out and figure out what do I need to do today. I'd ask questions. If I had a whole list of, because I am a list maker. I like to, you know, do a break.
I'm a list maker too. Totally.
Yeah. And I write down like all these things that I have in my head that are required for my business. But then instead of taking that and looking at it and going, oh my God, you know, so this is the planning part. Oh, I got to plan how to do all this. I would just ask myself, okay, what on this list, if I did it today, would create something greater? And cool. See what popped. And then I would do those things. It's a lot of people, I think Marilyn might go, well, if I'm not planning, if I don't have targets and I don't have goals, I'm never going to get anywhere. So actually anywhere that any of you have bought that idea, we destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
That kind of brought up a lot for me because sometimes these days I'm just feeling rather blank. And so everywhere, any of you have bought the idea that the only way to get somewhere, the only way to get somewhere, is to have specific targets and goals and plans, which you destroy and create it times a godzillion.
Yes. Right and wrong.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, be my pod pocker,
I'll be your
please.
Pod pocker. Right, wrong, good, and bad, pod pock, all night shorts, boys and beyonds.
Because what I've been noticing is in these blank times, and some of it's with, I'm at my mom's retirement center, and it's like everything's just like, wow, I have no control over anything. This is one of those, I truly have no control. What she chooses, what the residence home chooses, this and that. But what I realized is if I'm willing to not actually have a plan or a target or a goal, but to just ask in every 10 seconds, okay, what's going to create more here? What do I need to be aware of? And be okay with not having a path laid out for me. It makes everything go so much more, with so much more ease.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, what that made me think of is in our description, we talked about the shoulds and the oughts. And I think, so often we have the point of view, if I don't have all those shoulds and those oughts, I'm going to just sit on the sofa being a lump, right? That
right.
It takes, what you were talking about, having that context, you know, buying into the way everybody else is doing things, imposing shoulds and oughts on ourselves to motivate us. Well, what if none of that is true? What if when you peel away all the shoulds and the oughts and the points of view, you as the being you be have a tremendous desire to create?
Yes.
And then it's just a matter of what would I like to create today, not, oh, I have to motivate myself.
Right. And this is probably a different topic for another show, but creation can take a lot of forms. Creation can be that's a lot of what I'm doing, shifting the energy around my mother and the staff and what's going on. It doesn't mean you're out there painting a painting or having a new business necessarily. It's creating a change in the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, so anyway, that's a lot of what I've been doing because there's really, I'll tell you what, in a retirement home where people are really old and doing all kinds of odd things, forget about having goals and targets. It'll drive you crazy.
So, I mean, we've been kind of coming at this in all kinds of different ways, talking about resolutions, talking about targets. One thing we haven't mentioned is goals. That word comes from the old word for jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time you make a goal, you're basically jailing yourself and locking yourself into it. Because it's like, if I have the goal of making $10,000 next month, it's like, let's make it a bigger thing. So I want my goal is to make $75,000 in this year, right? Mm-hmm. So once I reach that goal, I basically have to energetically undo what I created so that I can create it again because it's my goal. I have to keep doing it. and you get locked in to that goal. Whereas if you have a target, if you imagine you have a bow and arrow maybe, and there's, you know, well, I don't want to say a bird flying by because I don't really want to shoot a bird, but there's a moving target.
A clay pigeon. How about
a clay pigeon flying by. You know, basically a target is you have a target, you have something you're going to aim at. You shoot, you might make it, you might not. But you can, and it can constantly move and change. So your target today might be X, but then things change. You're asking questions. You're like, oh, you know what? Now my target's Y. You're not locked into it. You haven't made it this thing that you must achieve. It's what you're aiming at, what you're moving towards. And it can change, and you can fall short. You can hit it right on target. It doesn't matter. There's no judgment in that. Right. It's just like, okay, cool. I took that shot and I was kind of way off. Let me try again. Aim something different.
Yeah. And the other thing about goals is that life is always changing. And we think that we can make a solid goal, like I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to lose 50 pounds, or I'm going to make, whatever you said, millions of dollars. But if you do that, generally speaking, you're going to be doing that without an awareness of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that you might say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds or quit smoking and by, I don't know, you know, in 2 months. And then your husband loses their job or you lose your job and your child has a terrible illness or accident and all the stress comes up. And the stress is actually why you've been overeating or smoking. It's really not going to work. That's not the time to do it. And that's, I think a lot of what we're saying is, please approach this in short intervals and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Because while it may be appropriate to be on a health kick for one day, it may not be for the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll probably beat yourself up if you decided that's what you need to do.
Yeah. And that we can talk more about that after the break is where we go into judgment of ourselves when we set goals and stuff. And then
oh, a
fall
break.
Short of that.
Break. Awesome.
It's break time.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life. Then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to The Irreverent Therapist, where we're talking about planning goals and targets. What are you creating for the new year? And if you have questions for us that you would like Marilyn and I to respond to here on the show, you can go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and search on The Irreverent Therapist and post your comments and questions there. And we'd be glad to address that. So, Marilyn, I want to put you on the spot.
Alrighty.
So, can you think of a time, like sometime in your life, where you've gone about things from the planning goal, you know, that kind of resolution thing, and then realized you could do it a different way?
Well, I'm not sure the two are connected by a lot of time.
Okay.
Just to say, I can think of lots of times when I set goals. Okay, this is the year I'm going to have more clients. This is the year I'm going to lose weight and get in shape. And I'm going to do Dr. So-and-so's program. You know, whether it's like posting on Facebook or, you know, doing 80,000 sit-ups and running around the world. And what I found was that never worked. And I got really, really, really discouraged about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to access consciousness. And that's what I mean. These are kind of separated, these incidents. And I learned to ask questions. And I don't mean questions like, what's it going to take for me to lose 30 pounds in 20 days? I mean questions like, okay, what's possible for me in my body I've never imagined?
Mm-hmm.
What can I be and do to create a business beyond anything I've ever thought was possible? What can I be and do to be different in my creation of my business with my body? So it was really switching paradigms. One paradigm is buying the expert's point of view and back to the context of what I needed to do and who is going to tell me how to do it. Versus looking at just, okay, things are okay now, and I could choose to shift something. I wonder what that would take, and I wonder what questions would create more.
Well, and
so
let me just say, because when you talked about context, it's like, you know, you were referencing the context, but there was also this energy of, you know, there's a problem, and I'm going to fix it. And now this is the way I've found to fix it. I want to play devil's advocate for a moment because, you know, and say, well, Marilyn, so how is asking a question like, you know, what's possible for me in my business, how is that actually going to change anything?
Well, it's going to change something because it's going to give you some kind of awareness that you haven't previously had about what might be possible. For instance, let's just suppose you've been doing this reality in creating a business. And a lot of it was, okay, you need to make 16 posts on Facebook a week, and you need to email everybody, and you need to tell them how awesome you are and do testimonials, and you need to do a Google Hangout at least once a week. You know, and you were doing all of that, and your business wasn't really creating itself. It wasn't really going anywhere. If you actually go to a question like, okay, what can I be and do different to create more with my business? Then there's a possibility for ideas to come through that haven't actually been able to come through as long as you've decided on the 16 things you need to do to create your business.
Yeah.
For instance, you might get an idea like, oh, you know what? I really need to call people. Or I think I'm going to just do something really, being the irreverent therapist, totally wacky and irreverent and send it out. Maybe I'll do a wacky and irreverent video and send that out and see what that is. But the point is that you're not limiting yourself to the ideas you've already decided are the 8 keys to creating your business.
Well, and it could even be something like, the thought of sitting at my computer and working right now is so heavy. I'm going to go out to the coffee shop and have a relaxing cup of coffee. And while you're there, you run into someone and have a conversation that creates an idea and a possibility that didn't have before. You know, I want to add on to what you were talking about. To me, so much of what you and I do, using the Access Consciousness tools and how we work with people, it's about changing the energy of things so that something different can be created in the actual physical reality. So, you know, you might be like, what the hell does that mean?
Right. Changing the energy.
Right. Well, you know, if you get the energy of I've got my 8 ways to create a successful business and I'm, you know, I'm following the plan and do, you know, that energy is
the plan.
Yes, that energy is very stagnant, solid, and locked in place. There's not a lot of ease of change. And actually from that place, working your business is a lot of hard work. If you start asking...
Wait. You mean it doesn't have to be hard work?
Business does not have to be hard. No.
Are you sure?
Creating money does not have to be hard. Changing your body does not have to be hard work.
Okay, I think we probably lost a lot of people on that one.
I know. I'm getting there. Give me a moment.
Okay. Give her a moment.
When you start asking questions like Marilyn was asking just a few moments ago of, you know, whether it's asking your body, hey, body, what's possible for us? What kind of change could we create together here that would work for you? And that would work for me. You can ask your business. And I do mean like ask your business. You can ask your business questions the same way you'd ask a person questions and get the energy of what's heavy and what's light. You know, what can I be or do different today that would create more for me and my business right away? Just anything like that. As I ask those questions, do you guys feel a little lighter, a little more expansive? That's changing the energy that you're functioning from as you go about your business or your relationship or working with your body. From that space that gets created by asking questions, you have greater awarenesses of different possibilities, and you have an ease of change and ease of creation. Oops, I don't know how to turn that off. I updated my operating system and now I can get phone calls through my computer, and I do not know how to turn that off when we're doing our radio show. Sorry, everybody. So anyway, by asking questions, you're starting to change the energy and creating like an ease of change and ease of creating something different that makes anything not be hard work.
I love that. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't get is it doesn't have to be hard work. It could be easy.
It could be fun.
And it can be fun.
What if you take whatever it is in your life that you're like, I hate doing this. I can't believe I have to go do this. Blah. And you start asking questions. You know, how much fun can I have with this today? Like my daughter, she goes to school and, you know, she goes to school. She's happy there. She likes socializing and all this stuff. And there's some days she's like, I don't want to go to school. And I said, well, what if you ask yourself, how much fun can I have there today? Mm-hmm. And just that question is like, she brightened up and she went off and she had a good time.
Yeah, I think that question of, well, and a little variation of that is, you know, what can I be and do that would create this as fun? Yeah. And a lot of people, when I said I was going to my mom's retirement home and my mom wasn't doing well, and they're like, how much fun could you have with that? And it was so uplifting. It wasn't like, I'm really sorry you have to go and I know it's really difficult. Because, you know, it's not that my mom's not cool. It's just that she's really failing, and that's a difficult thing that many, many people go through at the end of their parents' lives. I mean, my mom's almost 98 years old.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at ways to have fun, not just while I'm here, but with her. And what could we be and do and have fun? And it's changed the energy enormously. I mean, from what it could be.
Right.
You know, and I've also, you know, I heard someone else doing that. It was like, how much fun can I have with whatever it is I have to do? You know, whether it's doing the dishes. And she was talking about, I'm not sure why I'm bringing this up, but we are the Irreverent Therapist. She was saying, you know, how much fun can I have? She had to clean up the dog poop from her backyard because she had a big dog in a backyard. She said, what would it take for me to have fun with this? And the answer she got was, oh, vodka. Okay, never mind. So sometimes it's not what you think it's going to be.
Well,
but if it takes vodka to clean up the dog poop, why not?
Why not? You know, I want to use what you were talking about with your mom as an example because, you know, at the beginning we talked about context, right? And so if you went out to see your mom with the idea of, you know, I have this idea of how it's, you know, how mom should be, you know, and if she's not that way, then it's wrong and it's a problem, right? You know, you could go out there and be like, oh my gosh, she's not as with it as she was, or she can't do as much as she used to. And you could be suffering with all that and you could be, you know, dwelling on it. And instead you're going, again, asking a question, who is she today? How much fun can we have? What's possible here? And you're having the awareness of, oh, this thing we usually do, probably not. Let's choose something else that we could still have fun with. And so you're able to like change and adapt and be in the moment with what is possible rather than having this fixed idea of what should be possible.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is we haven't really talked about this because it seems so antithetical to having goals, is to let go of expectations. Even if you're looking at, I'd love for my body to get, you know, into shape, and you're talking to your body and your body's like, yeah, you know, I'd really like to be more active and have more fun. If you can manage to not go into goals, which is, okay, that's going to be 20 pounds lighter and that's going to be this amount of inches on my waist and the hips and blah, blah, blah. You can really actually have fun with it. It's the expectations that create the difficulties for us.
And on that note, we're taking our break, and we will be back in just a moment with more of the Irreverent Therapists.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business.
Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Irreverent Therapist, where we're talking about planning and goals and targets, but hopefully not from the boring, oh my God, I've got to plan and make goals, but from a different possibility. So, Marilyn, what, you know, actually, I was going to say, what else do we want to talk about with this? But what we haven't really gone into is how we judge ourselves when we make
the
these
killer. Judgment the killer.
Yeah, you know, whether it's New Year's resolutions or these are my goals of how I'm going to get XYZ created. You know, basically, then when we're not actually making that goal, then we judge ourselves mercilessly. And we might even judge ourselves even if we're being successful at it.
Yeah, we're not being successful enough, or we could do more or be more. Yeah, I think that so many of us are taught that judgment is the motivating factor that we require for success. But actually, judgment is always destructive. Let me say that again. Judgment is always destructive. And not only that, it's always arbitrary. I mean, let's go back to the Twiggy model. If you're judging yourself, if you have a voluptuous, absolutely yummy, gorgeous figure, and you're judging yourself based on the Twiggy model that you don't look like an adolescent boy, then you're going to create yourself as bad and wrong. But it's just some crazy, arbitrary context of the 60s. I hope I'm getting the Twiggy right there, but it doesn't really matter. I think you get the idea. That judgment, really, it's never about anything that's true. It's always and only about someone else's point of view. Mm-hmm. And if you can get that and stop judging yourself, it creates so much more ease and space for you and your body and your being to then actually ask the questions that can create change. Mm-hmm.
And say you're sitting here going, okay, I'm aware that I judge myself a lot. You know, how do I not judge myself? Part of it is just acknowledging it that you do judge yourself, noticing when you judge yourself. And then a lot of the tools that Marilyn and I have talked about over in this call and also on the other shows are ways you can address it. So, you know, one of my favorites is interesting point of view. I have this point of view. So if you had decided New Year's resolution, I'm losing 20 pounds, I'm not going to have a glass of wine tonight, and I'm not going to eat those cookies left over from the party.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
And then the next thing you know, you're having a glass of wine and eating the cookies, and you start to judge yourself. In that moment, if instead of judging, you're like, wow, interesting point of view. I have this point of view that I'm, you know, bad and I'm failing my New Year's resolution, whatever it is that's going through your head. What else, Marilyn, what would you suggest for when you're judging yourself?
Well, try two couple of things. One is to go out in nature or to be with your dog or cat. If you'll notice, your dog and cat never judge themselves. You know, the cat can like fall off of the top of the bunk bed and he does a little woo in the air and goes, you know, that was actually on purpose and I'm awesome. And, you know, you now owe me a can of cat food, you know, or your dog has just chewed up your shoe and he's like, hi, don't you want to go play? You know, animals, nature, the truth is what the beings that are really being never judge themselves. Judgment is this total fabrication of mankind. And I'm not sure what the purpose of it is, but it does not create more. It does not create ease and all of that.
Yeah.
And I've often heard people say, well, if I don't judge myself, how do I motivate myself? I'm like, what if motivation wasn't required? What if you just chose? What if you were just like, now what would I like to create? What if you didn't have to produce? I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, we have to make money and all of that. But it's amazing how much easier all of that can come into existence if you're not wrapped up in judgment. So one is being with nature. A lot of times, if I'm just in a judgment mess, I'll go out to a riverbed, or I'll go out to a forest, or I'll just take a walk and with the trees. And it's like, and it just helps so much. Another is just to give yourself a judgment-free day or hour.
I love that one. Tell me.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's like, okay, if I totally weren't judging myself, if I were a flower, if I were a squirrel, if I were just a rock, how would I spend this hour? Because I don't know how to say it, but just that because it's not really cognitive or verbal, but just the experience of having a judgment-free hour can be amazing. Mm-hmm. Another is to see if there's anyone in your world that doesn't judge you. If you have one friend that doesn't judge you, you're really lucky. I mean, I'm so grateful for Pam, because my sense is that we don't judge each other.
Nope.
We're just like, okay, that's where you are. How's it any better than that? Where would you like to choose, you know?
Yeah.
Having one friend or one person in your life that doesn't judge you is amazing. And if you don't have a humanoid being, then maybe it is your dog or your cat. So, but the whole point is to find ways to experience no judgment, particularly if you've never had it before.
Well, and I realize we've talked about this a few times in the last few weeks, but having your bars run, and the access bars
is one
of the, you know, processes that access facilitators do and teach. And it's just energy work with where you lightly touch someone's head. But it is a fantastic way of getting rid of judgments and conclusions and being this space of no judgment. And, you know, once you kind of get, have that moment of no judgment, it's like, oh my gosh, everything's so much easier when I'm not judging.
Yes, exactly.
And you choose it more and more, and it becomes easier and easier to just get rid of everything else and have no judgment. So
Yeah. And that's a huge point. If you can approach the new year and everything you'd like to change with no judgment, and I know that sounds kind of wacky, but if you can actually do that, you will be amazed at what it can create.
Well, for example, right? So let me do the judgment version and the not judgment version. So the judgment version would be, I can't believe how much I ate over the holidays. I bet I put on 10 pounds. If I don't go on a diet now, I'm never going to lose this weight. And I, you know, how could I have let myself go so much and not put a limit on what I was eating? And okay, so as I'm saying all that, do you guys feel like really light and happy and ready to
lie down on the couch now?
Right. It's like you're in a pit and you're digging yourself in even deeper, and then from that pit you're trying to go, now I'm gonna pull myself out of here and be a totally different person, right? That doesn't really work very well. If instead, you know, maybe it would be like, wow, you know, I kind of have the awareness I did not listen to my body very well over the last few weeks. And what would it take to change that? Body, what could you and I choose that would create more ease for you and more ease for me? And from those questions, you might have an awareness of like, wow, I'd really like to change something about how I'm eating, or, you know, what I'm eating, or my body's telling me get outside and move, or something. But from that space, it's a possibility. From that space, it's a choice to create something different. It's not how wrong you are, and now you have to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we talk about, you know, change doesn't have to be a lot of hard work. It's when you're asking the questions and just choosing what's light, you're able to create all kinds of change for you, for your body, for your money flows, with actually a huge amount of ease.
Yeah, because if you here's the other thing, that judgment actually prevents you from changing.
Yeah.
If you decided that you're 20 pounds overweight and that the good place to be would be 20 pounds less, you've almost locked definitely locked yourself into not being able to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, or if you can, it takes a lot of hard work.
It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of effort. Where if you're just like, you know what? What would it take today to be a contribution to my body and the earth and to create some change? You're apt to find that things begin to change really quickly.
Yeah.
So much of it is about not locking yourself into judgment and belief systems and buying other people's points of view, the context again of who you should be and what you should be and how you should be and how you should look, that actually is the way to create the change that you desire.
Well, and I'm so glad you said that, you know, right here at the end of the show, because it's like all of that, you know, the coming from the context, the judgment, the setting the goals, the planning, the rigidness of all of that locks into place all the things that you want to change and makes it very hard to now change any of it.
Totally.
Kind of a catch 22.
It's, you know, a big catch 22.
Yeah. And instead, ask questions, you know, clear the points of view, give yourself a judgment-free hour. You know, all these things we've been talking about, from that space, you can choose to change things, and it can be fun, and it can be easy and expansive. So,
awesome.
Marilyn, guess what? We do not have...
We're out of time.
We do not have a topic for next week. I can guarantee you guys we will come up with one
We will have a topic next week,
and we will be doing a live show. So come back and join us next week. If you'd like to connect with us, you can go to our Facebook page, The Irreverent Therapist, or visit our website, www.theirreverenttherapist.com. We would love to hear from you. So everybody have a great week. Throw your plans and goals out the window. Ask questions. And
have fun.
Yes.